Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, set. Blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season.
To be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you promise.
God made you promise.
I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again.
Yes,
it is.
To be blessed.
Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, you and you, for allowing me to come into your homes wherever you may be. Amen. I am super excited, amen, to be on the air, to worship, to praise with you, to pray with you. Amen. Praise God as we go higher, higher, higher. Ha, glory to his name in the realm of the spirit, because where there is the spirit, hallelujah, you will go higher. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. And we do have liberty on today to worship the one true and only, glory to his name, the God Almighty and his. Hallelujah. With that being said, glory to his name. Let us pray, people of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some glory today. Amen. Praise God. He kept us all day long. Hallelujah. And we are still yet here. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, oh God. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask right now, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, to touch. Ah, glory to your name, Father God. Touch us right now, God, from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call on the Holy Spirit today, Father God. We ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you reveal to us, Lord, any unconfessed sin, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you will create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, God, as we bow, as we worship before you today, Father God, as we come before you with praise and thanksgiving, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, with humility and fear, ah, glory to God, trembling and seeking thy truth on today, Father God, with the spirit of gratitude and love through your precious son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, for who you are in our lives on today. Now, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will bless this day, bless Fresh Fire Friday, Lord God. I lift it up before you, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I ask, Father, that you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, oh, my state, I, my son, all the lost souls, Father God, that you begin to gather them, Father God. Set in your word, Father God, if you be lifted up, Father God, that you will draw all men unto yourself. So I thank you for it right now, Father God, and I ask, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we lift you up, as we praise you today, as we give thanks to you today. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to give a shout out. Amen. Praise God to my awesome, awesome husband. Amen. Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. Praise God as he rests on this day. Praise God. And I... God, but guess what, y'all? He'll be back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give a shout out. Amen. Praise God to Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. And all the listeners out there. Oh, glory to God. In Radio Land. Amen. But guess what, y'all? Let's get started. And see how the Lord is going to take us up higher. Glory to his name. So let's praise him today. Hallelujah.
Praise all over the room. We worship the Lord. I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God.
Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in his presence and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah.
For me.
Listen, I want you to lift your hands for just a moment. Let's worship God. I want to hear that guitar for just a moment. I just want you to minister. The Bible calls it a zamar praise. That praise upon the string instruments is that zamar praise. Glory to God. The Bible says that Saul called for David to offer a zamar praise when he was troubled with the spirit. There are some of you who are troubled in your spirit, but as we worship God in this fashion, God is going to set you free in your spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift them up. Come on, let's give them praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God. Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is a kingdom sound. Come on, somebody. There is a move of God. Come on, let us raise our praise and let us raise our offering to the Lord. Our praise is our offering. Hallelujah. Let us worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He can take us into another level of glory. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We give him the highest praise. Amen. Hallelujah. With that being said, glory to his name. He said, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the highest praise. So now we're going to lift him up today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's bless them.
Thank you. not a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. He walked with me, and I talk like that. He talks with me, and he keeps on telling me I am his own. He's the lifter of my head. I don't have to worry. I don't have to stress, 'cause he never failed me yet. You are the lifter, oh God, lifter of. Lifted me, you've lifted me, and I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Hey. When sickness struck my body and they said I'd never get well, you came and you healed me. I know you're the leader, lifter of my. Come on now, somebody lift your hands if you think you're lifter. Can you lift your hands and give God praise? Come on, he's the lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me.
I sure would love to hear Tamala crap back that. You're the lifter. Just stay right there. I'm going to give y'all signals. Just watch me. You're the lifter.
You're the lifter.
more time. You're the lifter.
Just stay right there. I know you just came through some stuff. And you look really good right now. You don't look like what you've been through. Would you sing to us how he brought you out of that place for you to be looking like that?
Jesus, you lifted my hand. You've kept me long. When I'm gone, I was at the end of my rope. Lord, you lifted me, Jesus. You're a burning barrel, you're a heavy load bearer. You're my everything, Jesus. When I can call on nobody, I can call on you, Jesus.
Glory to his name. He is the lifter. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Come on, somebody. Wave your hands into the heavens. Amen. Because if that didn't take you into a worship, I say, Kandoranamasia. Glory to his name. He is the lifter of our head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's the only one that can put us back together again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray. Amen. Praise God that they have blessed you on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to another song, and when I come back, amen, glory to his name, we're going to get our power word for today. Amen. Praise God. Just keep, stay in worship. Stay in worship. Lift your hands to heaven because, yes, a lifter of our soul.
Thank you. don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong. Waiting on God and holding on. You don't know what I had to endure. And you wonder why I'm so sure. Cause my Father never lets me down.
Hallelujah. Listen, I'm having a good old time in the Lord, amen, on this fresh fire Friday. Ha, glory to his name. I am up here lifting my hands up, praise God, giving God the praise and the glory because mercy and grace, amen, kept us going. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, praise God, but as that man said, you just don't know. Ha, Hallelujah. I don't know your story, but you just don't know. Tell somebody, but you just don't know. Hallelujah. Where were you, praise God? Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, when I cried my tears. Where were you when I fell down? Where was you, praise God? Hallelujah. You just don't know. But God has a plan for you. He has a plan for me, praise God. Come on, let's get up, praise God, and let the Lord have his way. Amen, praise God. Come on, we're going to get ready to get our power word, amen, on today, praise God. Today I want to talk about, amen, you've been planted. You have been planted. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to talk about it. And I'm not going to be before you long because I want to get into the worship. Praise God. But I want to give you the word of the Lord because the word of the Lord is what's going to keep us. Amen. And perfect peace is going to keep us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, I'm going to John 12 and 24. First, I want to say it's critical that we know the difference between being planted and being buried. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in John 12 and 24, Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But, and here go that but, produces much grain. God wants you to know that you've been planted. But Satan wants you to think that you've been buried. So it's critical that we know the difference between planting and burial. On the surface, planting and burying looks the same. Both involves digging into the ground. But there's a key difference. Planting has a future. Come on, somebody. Burial does not. You bury the dead when life is over. But when you plant a seed, you bury it in the ground so that after a period of transformation, it comes back up greater than it was when it went down. When you plant a seed, you aren't burying it to get rid of it, but rather you are planting the seed so that new life may grow. I don't know if anybody does some planting. I love planting. I love looking at flowers, as my husband tell you. I love when things start looking beautiful. But Satan wants you to feel that you're buried. Buried in guilt. Buried in shame. Buried in regret. Anything that he comes up with, amen, to bury you. And he wants you to remain in buried, stuck in the dark. Our loving God, our Father, wants us to come on to live awareness that you have been planted. Come on, somebody. I want you to know that you have been planted. Oh, glory to your name. You didn't grow randomly. You didn't just arrive on the scene. You were planted. Listen, this for the mature people. The sperm cells that created you beat out millions of the other cells just for the chance to be you. Oh, come on, somebody. That sperm cell fertilized the egg in your mother's womb so that you could grow. God planted you in your mother's womb so that you could grow into the powerful person that he has created you to be. Oh, I want you to know you've been planted. But despite the challenges that you may have experienced in your life, God wants you to live with the revelation that you were born of seed, and that you were planted to be an overcomer in Jesus. How many overcomers do I have out there? Just because you have experienced darkness in your life, or you may be in a dark place now, come on, somebody, it doesn't mean that you're final destination. That's not your final destination. I want you to know that you've been planted. You've been planted. You've been planted. Or that you are destined to remain in the dark. If you find yourself in a mess, expect to grow. Change and thrive. When you do, people won't recognize you because you will have been transformed by the experience. Come on, somebody. The experience, because I'm going to put an S on that, because you didn't have some experience. You endured. Most folks can't deal with being planted. Come on. They can't deal with being a planted seed. Most folks are afraid of the dark, of being planted. Is enduring the darkness as you grow. Whatever you may go through, you have been planted. Those things that you're going through, they're called darkness. Oh, come on, some people. People can't deal with destiny concealed. Sometimes God has to conceal your destiny. They only want destiny revealed. They don't want destiny concealed. They want it to be revealed. Until the acorn, come on, becomes an oak tree. You can't appreciate how tall it stands. That's when you realize how small it was when it was planted. Regardless of where you find yourself in life, you must constantly remind yourself that you've been planted. No matter how bad things look, remember that you have been planted. The Bible says in Psalms 119 and 71 that it is good for me, for me, that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. Oh, come on, somebody. If you just trust God in the process, you will come out of the darkness looking different than when you went in. The key is to be equally as committed to the process as you are the end result. So here, we have to speak over our lives. Continue to say, God, I thank you for life in my destiny. God, I thank you for life in my finances. God, I thank you for life in my ministry, for life in my health. God, I thank you for life in my marriage. God, I thank you for life in my children. Come on, somebody. We are called to live. Just because you've been planted, come on, somebody, hallelujah, glory to God. It's a good place to be in God, because when you're planted, you grow beautifully, hallelujah, as God waters you day by day. No matter what you're going through, that trouble you're going through, you're getting watered. Oh, come on, somebody, hallelujah. He said, it was good that I've been afflicted, that I may know your stature. That's your power word for today, hallelujah. I've been planted. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord.
For you are God and God alone.
Hallelujah. 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 When the spirit of worship, hallelujah, gets upon you, amen, in you and through you, praise God. Hallelujah. You don't care who's looking, praise God, and how you don't even care how ugly you look. Amen. You be tore up. Amen. Crying all over the place when the spirit of God gets a hold of you. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on this lovely day, on this Friday. Amen. This is the last Friday, amen, of this month. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for all our supporters. Amen. I thank God for what he is doing on MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. With all the ones that come on day, you know, day by day, praise God, because it's a sacrifice, amen, that we make unto God to be a blessing, to serve his people, amen. So with that being said, this is Fresh Fire Friday, and don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, come on somebody, at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil, praise God. Monday, come Monday, praise God, hallelujah, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, praise God, glory to his name. You got Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry on Tuesday, and you got Lady T Weekly Word Workout, amen. And they just been a blessing. Everybody's been a blessing, amen, praise God. So we thank God, amen, for this ministry going far and near. And if you can, continue to share, amen, the number, praise God. It's not about us, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He said, go and preach the gospel to all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. That's the work of the ministry. He has commissioned us to go forward, amen. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. But guess what, y'all? We are getting ready to end this program. Hallelujah. But one thing I want to do before I pray, we want to give ourselves over to the Lord. How many want to give yourself over to the Lord? Amen. Humbling yourself before the Lord. Glory to God. We give our heart to you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Please, Lord, teach us to be humble. So we give our heart to you, God. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Come on, somebody. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. Come on, somebody. We will lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory today. Somebody say, I got victory today. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. With our mouth, we give the Lord. Come on, somebody. We shout victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Somebody say, I'm living free. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to send us out with a good old song. How about that? Praise God. So, Father, we pray right now, Father God, let your hands be upon us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, my say, yes, Holy Spirit, for what you are doing in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as your word has said, no more thunder, we have been planted. Glory to your name. Father God, we thank you for watering us day by day, night by night, minute by minute, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you bless every home represented here, Father God. Yay, my son, God, bless every home. Yes, Holy Spirit, bless them, God, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do a work in us, God. Yet, do a work in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Build us up where we're torn down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every word curse, God. God, yes, Holy Spirit. And we ask, God, that you dissolve that thing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for our enemies on today, Lord God. We ask that they get saved, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every witch, every warlock, God. Yet, that speak against lives, our life, God. Let the words fall to the ground, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, what you already done, and what you're going to do with our future, Father God. We have been planning, and we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen. And guess what, y'all? He's an on-time God. God bless you. Oh, glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know what? That don't make no sense. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. Glory. Just bear with me, y'all, while I get our last song. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Glory to his name. I thank you, Father. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory, Father. Hallelujah. Just bear with me. Father, we just thank you. Come on, let's pray with me. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There was a song that I wanted to pray. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to his name. I thank God for y'all. Y'all so patient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you know what? One thing, I'm just going to put this one on. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, that enemy boy, he don't like you to be happy. He wants you to always do something. Hallelujah. 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 Now, see, thank you, Jesus. Come on. Pray with me, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I know I passed it, but it's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know what? I'm just going to play this. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Have an amazing Friday.